Enough is enough. That's the Inglewood community's reaction to Fred Martin's death. Here's local resident Kevin Lewis.
We feel as though that the violence in our community is a public health issue. And it's a state of emergency. We've been calling on the mayor, the city council member, calling on the clergy, the pastors in the community, and the community as well to come together in a mass meeting. And we need violence to declare it a public health issue.
Inglewood police say that Martin's death was one of three unrelated shootings that night. Martin was the only one to lose his life, but five others were injured, including his 8-year-old son, Trey. It's the kind of senseless violence that has saddened Inglewood residents like Michael Washington.
Gun violence occurring in the city, you know, it's just one of those things where it kind of eats your heart out a little bit. And there needs to be more done.
Inglewood resident Jonathan Bulis says the police need to interact with the community more.
I be in the street every day. I'm always out there with the gunplay. I'm always in the middle of the gunplay with the brothers. I talk a lot of brothers down. I done got a lot of sister brothers back in school. We need to really be in these neighborhoods to understand where these young guys coming from.
Fred Martin's death has clearly touched a nerve in the Inglewood community. But at this point, it's unclear whether the incident will lead to any reform. For Annenberg Radio News, Kunal Bumbawale.